You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Ariana Proctor. Young people across the country organized marches and rallies to once again urge policymakers and voters to enact stronger gun safety laws. Hundreds of Colorado residents attended Denver's rally on Saturday at the Civic Center Park. Speakers ranged from young students who have been impacted by this epidemic, to parents who have suffered the loss of their children to gun violence, to policymakers themselves. At the march, KGNU's Alexis Kenyon and I spoke with several attendees to ask how gun violence has affected their lives.
Cassidy Thompson, I'm 15. It's encroaching on everyone. Like, I'm as affected by gun violence as everyone else who hasn't encountered a school shooting firsthand, but is so likely to. We do active shooter drills. We hide under tables. We hide where they can't find us. We hide, like, away from windows, away from doors, and we just sit there and wait, and we practice waiting for the day that a shooter will come into our school and try to shoot at us. And it's just scary because, like, practicing to be safe, but also just that looming possibility every single day is terrifying.
My name is Adam Busack. I'm 20 years old, and I grew up in Littleton, Colorado, which was rocked by Columbine just years before I was born. You know, everybody experiences it. Everybody thinks about it. I know I couldn't even count the amount of people that walk into every classroom they go into, and the first thing they're looking for is an exit, you know, how they can get out of there if the worst thing happens. I think our generation is so exposed to it that they understand, every single one of us, how much of an issue this is. And that gives me hope that because we all understand how much of an issue this is, we're going to push for it to be changed in the future.
I am Reed Brzezinski, and I am 16. I'm scared. It's hard to admit. But every time I go out in public, even places that I've been thousands of times, I am constantly aware where the exits are, where people are, where threats could be, what would I do if? And it's terrifying. No one should have to live in fear. I don't need to tell you how stress can ruin one's mental health and from there ruin one's life, but it does. And it's a stress that no one should have to deal with, especially not little children.
My name is Amanda Wilcox, and I'm here because I care deeply about reducing gun violence and preventing the loss of life, being it fourth graders in elementary school, African-American seniors at a grocery store, people all ages in between. I'm here because I lost my daughter to gun violence, and it's time to end the shootings and the killings. I remember in 1999, I was with my three kids skiing, when there's a news flash about the shooting in Columbine. Two of my kids were in high school. I was horrified and I was sickened, and I couldn't wait for school to be over that year. Little did I know then that 2 years later, my daughter, Laura, bright and beautiful at age 19, would be killed in a rampage shooting. No one is safe from gun violence, and as we heard today, the numbers are getting worse. Each shooting's terrible because it's not theoretical to me. I know what it's like for a family to wait, waiting for news, not hearing from their loved one, hoping that they're okay, telling themselves that they're okay because it's too difficult to think of the alternative, waiting so long to find out, looking at your dead child's body, seeing the effect of it on my daughter's siblings, on her brothers, on our marriage. I mean, it turns everything upside down. So every time there's a new shooting, it brings that all back.
My name is Nick Wilcox. We've been to many, many demonstrations in the past, and this is the first one I can remember where we haven't been confronted with armed protesters, because I think they know that they are so in the wrong. I think they're too embarrassed to be here. How can you reasonably argue against what's being asked for here? I mean, it makes no sense.
Kristen Gustafson, my daughter Rachel Volick is one of the organizers. If you've never been in a school for an active shooter drill, you really can't say anything, because I was in there when Rachel was in kindergarten and they put us in the closets. The police were running down the hallway. I didn't know if it was a real drill or not. Kindergartners were peeing themselves, crying, it was honestly so traumatic. And to think that that's what we're putting our kids through on a regular basis, that we have normalized that, is insane. I'll be honest, like, I'm a Second Amendment supporter. My parents are retired military. They're members of the NRA. But if you can't say that something needs to change and that we need to invoke laws and change, then it's a separate issue. It's ridiculous. We have to come together to end this. I don't believe in assault weapons being sold. I don't believe in selling to people at shows without doing background checks. We should have laws. You should be older. We should have I think my everyday life is affected by gun violence, truthfully.
Rhiannon Danborn, I'm 16 years old. As a student, it has been traumatizing to read headlines every month about a new school shooting, about a new mass shooting, to know that we're not safe in our grocery stores, in our movie theaters, in places where we worship, anywhere in public, we're not safe. To go to school every day and have the thought just in the back of your mind, this could be the day, it's traumatizing. It has impacted me. I've become numb to hearing about my peers who have died, about hearing about having friends who have, their entire lives have been changed because of gun violence. And just as a student, it's been traumatizing. I am begging the people who can vote and our representatives to listen to us. And I'm just here for all of the people that can't be here, who did not make it to this day. And I'm hoping that something changes.
While the Denver rally trended young, participants of a solidarity march in Boulder were overwhelming retirees. KGNU's Shannon Young dropped by the march in the park across from the Fraser Meadows retirement home.
Dozens of people walked around Boulder's Thunderbird Lake Saturday morning. Some carried signs, others used walking devices.
The vast majority of the people participating in this march are seniors. Why is that?
We all live in a retirement center, and we have some strong political views there. So that's what got this organized.
92-year-old Viv Postmus was at the front of the march. The retired school teacher says it shouldn't be surprising that many of the seniors at the Fraser Meadows retirement community are politically active.
Well, we've had a lot of experience and cumulative wisdom, and we should contribute that as long as we can.
One way Fraser residents stay active is to write letters to help out with voter registrations. Reva Greenberg, a former history professor, says retirement has given her and others more time to think about and act on issues.
I feel very, very, very strongly about the lives of children and other human beings. And I just don't understand why a majority of Americans want to do something about the gun problems, and yet our Congress, or some people in our Congress, refuse to do it.
Saturday's march wasn't the first time retirees at Fraser have turned out to protest gun violence against students. 83-year-old Pete Dawson says he can remember his fellow residents joining students at a nearby middle school during a walkout after the 2018 mass murder at a high school in Parkland, Florida.
The kids were all stepping out of school for 17 minutes that day, and we went out and walked around the pond here at about the same time, and we came back and we found that at Horizon Middle School, right next to here, the kids were all walking around and holding hands, and they invited us to join them and hold hands and be with them during their 17 minutes. And the principal had misty eyes, and we all had misty eyes. It was so moving that we were all together with the kids on this moment.
Dawson joined Saturday's demonstration despite having had surgery the day before. Others at the march had more evident medical or mobility issues.
We talk too much about apathy, you know, sitting back, and we can't do that this time. We just cannot do that.
Fraser resident and march organizer Mitch Stahl says holding the rally in the park across the street from the retirement home was key to senior participation.
The walk around the pond has been carefully maintained so that we can bring our electric carts, our electric wheelchairs, our walkers, whatever, and feel comfortable making the trip, walking around. So it gets us out because it's a desirable place.
Stahl says she's been a lifelong activist and even crossed over into working within institutional politics as a congressional aide. While she still has plenty of energy, she had this advice for young people entering advocacy work.
Obviously, they have to pick up the banner and carry it. I know that having started myself their age, that there have been cyclical kinds of things where we think, oh my golly, nobody is going to do it if we give up. We have McCarthy come along, and you know, one after the other. And we thought nuclear weapons would never get under an issue, and we didn't think abortion rights would be an issue, which is, of course, coming up again. And so I know that there's hope.
Stahl says she can understand why young people may feel angry about having to clean up messes not of their making, but that the anger must translate to action to arrive at a solution.
That was Shannon Young speaking to residents of the Fraser Meadows retirement community. Before that were the voices of participants of the Denver March for Our Lives. You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. I'm Ariana Proctor. We'll be back after this quick break.